Always forget.
Thank you. I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Thank you. So the first period is for public comment. This is a period devoted to comments by the general public about items on this agenda. No discussion, action, or vote may be taken on this agenda item. You will be afforded the opportunity to speak on individual public hearing items at the time they are presented. If you wish to speak to the board about items within its jurisdiction, but not appearing on this agenda, you must wait until the comments by general public period listed at the end of the agenda. Comments will be limited to 3 minutes. Please step up to the speaker's podium. If applicable, clearly state your name and address. Please spell your last name for the record. If any member of the board wishes to extend the length of the presentation, this will be done by the chairperson or the board majority vote. Next on the agenda is the approval of the agenda for June 15th, 2023 minutes, or the agenda, sorry.
Motion approved.
Second.
All in favor?
Aye.
Thank you. Next on the agenda is the approval for minutes for February
2023. Motion approved.
February. We only have February.
Okay.
Oh. We have a motion. Second. All in favor?
Aye.
Thank you. Next up, we'll receive informational reports, first from the Indian Springs Library.
Hello, everyone. My name's Kristen Singer. I'm the new assistant library here in Indian Springs. We just want to remind everybody that we are still actively doing the Library District's Summer Reading Challenge. If you haven't been recording your reading so far and you think you've read 10 hours, please come in and report it with us or go to the site Beanstack, and we'll gladly work with you on that. You are entered for different prizes, including tickets to get free books, and eventually into raffles for museum passes, and also for a telescope. We do have several events coming up. We're doing ink painting with Emil, a person from the library district who's coming out. We do have some samples of what we possibly will be working on. And this is June 22nd at 5 p.m. We still do have a lot of slots available. Please give the library a call and sign up for it, and we'll be very happy to see you. And then Tuesday, June 27th, we have our open craft and chat. Please come on up with a craft and have some coffee, tea, and just chat and visit with us. We'd love to see all of you. And for our families, on Thursday, the 29th at 11:30, stop by to watch Ulok and the Beanstalk. It's a shadow puppet that the library district's putting on for all ages. And every Saturday, we want to remind you that we do a food distribution from 11:30 to about 3:30, or until the food is gone. We welcome the entire community to come up and get something for their family or for a neighbor they know needs something. As always, all of our programs are free, including the Summer Reading Challenge, and open to the public. And we do request you sign up, like for the ink painting, but if you have any questions, please call or come up to the library.
Thank you. Mm-hmm. Next up, a report from Indian Springs Volunteer Fire Department regarding calls for service during the past month and other prevention issues.
Good evening, everyone. My name is Fire Chief Gary Judd, for Indian Springs Volunteer Fire Department. So far this year, we've had 67 calls. There's a lot of calls we have not been able to make it because of our job. We have 12 members. Our members have shrunk again, five residents. We are still currently looking for new members. Do not burn anything but vegetation. If you guys are gonna burn, at least let me know, let one more firefighter know. What else is there? That's all I got. Anybody got any questions? Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Next, a report from Metro regarding activity during the past month and area concerns.
Good evening, everyone.
Good evening.
Some new
faces in here. I like to see that. My name is Andrew Velasquez. I'm a sergeant in charge of Indian Springs, Mount Charleston Residence Section for Las Vegas Metro. This is Officer Williams, and in the back I have Officer Zeros with me. I'm going to get through quick, boring stuff, and then we'll talk about why I imagine most of you all are here. Last 30 days, calls for service out here, we've had 24. We've issued 10 citations, and we've had 3 arrests. We're still dealing with tannerite issues for people going out to the ranges and firing off tannerite. Please remember that's not allowed on BLM land. Excuse me. You just can't do it. That's their rules, not mine. And that's really about it for stat-wise. So everybody's upset, right? Pretty upset?
Concerned.
We'll use that word. I'm going to try and ease your mind right now. Okay? Not much, if anything at all, is changing out here with regard to me and my officers and how we're going to conduct business. Okay. Since I've been out here, I took over for Sergeant Marlowe in December of 22. So I've been out here for almost 6 months now. During that time, I've had the pleasure of interacting with a lot of you and meeting most of you and you know, talking about the current issues out here and any kind of complaints or concerns that have been. And I said at my first TAB meeting when I was in charge that I feel that this community has been underserved as far as law enforcement goes. We didn't have a permanent officer out here at all times. And I made you guys a promise that I would be out here to do my best, and that's what I'm trying to do. I got Officer Williams out here because I was authorized the ninth officer, so that helped out. I shift my manpower and my hours around to where I can have officers out here pretty much up to about 1:30 in the morning. After that, just because of staffing and whatever, I have to do an on-call type scenario. During our time out here, I personally have received several concerning complaints regarding traffic specifically. Okay. Vehicles, be it cars, trucks, mopeds, UTVs, four-wheelers, anything with wheels and an engine that moves. The main concerns have been speeding and running the stop signs, right? So we've taken the time to try and address these issues and look and see what's going on with them, see how things are going, if there's validity to the complaints. And let me back up a little bit with the UTV thing. One other specific complaint that's come from multiple people is the driving of UTVs in town around the outskirts where the dirt is, hitting the dirt, and as soon as they hit the dirt, it's wide open throttle, dust, rocks, and whatever other debris gets kicked up, hits houses, hits people, hits other property, that sort of thing. So, we're taking a look. That's my job. You as the citizens out here are demanding a service of me and my officers, so I'm going to do it. It hasn't been that bad, to be honest with you. Okay? So, we've taken the time, we're issuing warnings as they come, as we do our stops. We're going to do warnings, we have been doing warnings, unless it warranted. More, or a step above, which means citations or arrests if that was the case, but we haven't had any of that. We haven't had to issue that many citations for these issues, but the issues are continuing to come, the complaints. So that means either we're not doing a good enough job or it's happening when we're not here. So I'm hoping that it's happening when we're not here versus we're not doing a good enough job. The problem is coming because we are continuing to do the warnings to the same people and some new people, but we're doing the warnings over and over and over again. It's like a little child, right? Kid reaches up, hits the hot stove, don't do that. Kid, whatever, right? I'm old school, my mom let me hit the hot stove once or twice and I learned my lesson. I'm not saying we're doing that out here. However, there eventually has to come a point where the laws are going to be enforced. It means if you were speeding up and down McFarland or Boulder or Elon or wherever it is, if you're blasting down the road at 60, 70, 80 miles an hour, you're going to get stopped and you're probably going to get a ticket. Okay. Now, that's across the board. I've heard the complaints that are being funneling to me through Williams from the community. Oh my God, Metro's gonna take our UTVs away. Metro's gonna do this. Metro's gonna do that. This is a police state now. I've had some colorful conversations with my officers. It's not. It's really not. Anybody that thinks this is a police state, I implore you to actually figure out what that is, because it's not. I'm sworn to uphold the law. I'm sworn to enforce the laws. I'm sworn to protect you folks. That goes for the whole community, because I know everybody's not here. I'm not out to get stats. I could care less about stats. I'm not out for quotas. I don't care about quotas. I care about your safety, I care about your children's safety, and I care about the elderly safety. Everybody across the board. This town doesn't have very many sidewalks. We all know that, right? The new our new Solaris community, they're the only ones with sidewalks. We have people walking to and from on the roadway, just the way it is. Sucks? Yes. But that's the way it is. We have to be mindful of how fast we're going. We have to stop at the stop signs. We have a handful of stop signs in this town. It's not hard. And I'm sorry not to be condescending, but stop means stop. Not, I'm going to slow down just a little bit. Being slow for a little bit, you know, it's the whole yellow-orange thing. Not that. Just come to a stop. I was out driving around the town yesterday. I started up at the water tower, went down to Terrible's. I drove all over the place. I think the longest it took me to get from one side to the other, 8 minutes. This isn't a big place, right? Please, slow down. That's all it is. That's all I'm asking. And all this is turning into is that if we have to continue to warn the same people over and over and over again, it's not going to be the, hey, please slow down. It's going to be, hey, please slow down, sign here. You have to explain yourself to a judge now. That's all it is. And it's no different here than it is in Vegas or any other outlying areas of the state of Nevada. I've got some notes here, bear with me. Another huge safety concern that came up along the same lines is because, you know, at nighttime. You folks have fought so hard to have your, I forget the technical.
Dark sky,
thank you. Right? We all love the stars. We all love the nature and the ambiance of living out in the rural outskirts, right? Give and take. We have no lights out here. People are out walking around doing their thing at night. I have cars treating McFarland like it's a speedway. Okay? It can't happen. I'll be darned if I have somebody out on my roadways, our roadways out here, get killed at any point in time because somebody was doing something silly behind the wheel of a motorized vehicle, and I said, you know what, I'm just going to let it go. Okay? Excuse me. Okay, so yeah, we're talking about dark skies. We're talking about all this stuff. I've heard, and I've seen some of the Facebook posts. Social media and Facebook and all this stuff is a great tool, right? Keep us in touch with our loved ones, all that stuff, the original purpose behind it. But now it's developed into this thing where people air their grievances. Which is fine. Everybody's allowed to air their grievances. I have no problems with that. I support you doing it. But the problem comes is when we start playing the telephone game. I heard this. I'm going to tell Williams. Williams tells you, hey, I heard this. And by the time it gets all the way back into that room or the corner of the room, you've heard something completely different than what I've said. And I'm going to tell you folks right now, that's what's happened. And not one of you in this room or in the community at large has personally called me, emailed me, stopped me, or asked me what my intent was. I think most of this concern could have been curtailed had somebody said, hey, Sarge, I'm hearing this story. Can you please clarify for me? That's just my opinion. I might be wrong. This is also creating division in our community. You're going to have to bear with me because I didn't really mean for this to turn into a lecture or a sermon. But seeing the, you know, the old town versus the new town, Solaris versus whatever, whatever. Listen, progress is coming whether we all like it or not. There's going to be more people in this town, especially with our base across the street. More service members are moving in. It's just, we're going to grow. It's just the way it is. I was raised in Vegas in the 80s. I remember when Rancho was the last street in the town.
That's tonight.
So, it's coming. We have to learn to adjust and we have to come together as a community and figure out how we're going to solve our problems. Does that make sense? All right, let's go back to the UTVs. We'll get that part done. Everybody thinks I'm taking your UTVs. I'm not. I don't want your UTVs. I've got my own. The bills are too high. I don't want them anymore. I want you to have fun with them, but there's a right way and a wrong way. Just like anything else, right? I'm not up here. I can't tell you folks to break the law. Okay, and I'm not going to do that. I'll never advocate for that. But I meant what I said. Not much is changing. If you're driving your UTV from your house to the Family Dollar to whatever, and you're abiding by the traffic laws, you're responsible, you're not drunk, you're slow, you know, all the right stuff, chances are, I'm going to leave you alone. And when I say I mean me and my team. If you're out acting a fool, doing something you shouldn't be doing, expect to get stopped. If you're really, really silly, it's probably going to result in a tow. That would be the only way Uncle Metro takes your vehicle. So, just do the right thing. And there's ways to do it. I was talking to Megan earlier this morning, and Officer Williams did an extreme amount of research on this. Unfortunately, Indian Springs is not a designated community where you can lawfully ride your UTVs on the public roadways. Okay? Excuse me. But there is a program, county ordinance. It's called OHV Friendly Community. If you haven't heard of it, look it up. If you have heard of it, let's start working on it, right? Nevada has an OHV community, or excuse me, committee. We have ways to designate the roads out here as UTV use. Okay? So, you'll have to talk to Megan or the county, and I don't know all the specifics on it yet on how to get it to go, but it's happened. Moapa, Logandale have it. Most of their main roads in that town, they're allowed to traverse in their UTVs and, you know, all that stuff. Okay? Make it happen.
Do we have to get that on commissioner's document?
I haven't been involved in it yet, so I'll have to do some research. Well, Jennifer will have to do some research on it. I don't know what all involves, but it's absolutely something to talk about.
So, I'm Officer Williams. So, if you guys do this, these are the perks with it. So, I lived in Logandale for over 20 years, and they were one of the first ones to get this going on. And I'll tell you what it did for them. It not only that, I even printed a map of all the streets that were approved. And it's phenomenal because I had my side by side. I literally drove out of my garage. My street was approved for one of the streets they picked, and I hit the trails. It was fun. With that being said, they also maintain the trails out there. They also put restrooms in the middle of nowhere that were maintained so people can go out there and have fun. There's a lot of perks and benefits. All that money that you pay for the registration cards, I'm going to be honest with you, they're not registration cards. Not for you guys. Those are actually just taxes. That's what pays for Logandale, Mesquite, Bunkerville, Boulder City, Sandy Valley. That's what pays for their trails. So if you guys are going to pay for it, you may as well have it done here too and benefit from your registration or from your tax. There's so many perks to this. And it's phenomenal because you actually will be legal actually to drive it on a road through Clark County. So I just wanted to add that to you guys. That way you can see the full benefits of having it. So I definitely would keep up on that and push that.
An important point with that is right now it is not legal to drive at any speed on any road in Indian Springs.
Clark
County. That's NRS. That's state law.
And I know some, I'm sorry to cut you off real quick, but I know some of you, because I've heard it, looked into NRS and they read it. Trust me, I've been doing this 20 years. I still don't understand all of how they write it. It's all legalese, right? But going through the NRS, it's convoluted. It says, yeah, some parts of it, say yes, you can. Some parts of it say no, you can't. Doesn't matter. There's a Clark County ordinance that says you can't. It's chapter 14 of the Clark County Code. It says you cannot. And we all know kind of how the government works. We have federal, state, local, all that stuff. And everything going down can be more binding. So even if Nevada said, yep, you sure can, Clark County says, nope, you sure can't. That's how that works. So that's why we have to work as a team and get the OHV friendly community thing working. Okay? Yes, ma'am.
Perfect. I know a lot of this stems from the post that I put up last week after talking to Officer Williams about the speeding and the rolling the stop signs and the side-by-sides. I know where a lot of that stems from. So I know people here have taken that post, and I just want to let them know that, like, the information I got did come from Officer Williams after we had a conversation about infractions, right? If you're addressing infractions, you have to address all infractions. You can't pick and choose.
And that's what it is. It's not a, and that's what I mean by telephone game. So two-person conversation is fine. We understand the message. But as that message is relayed, the details inadvertently get skewed and whatever. So that's where this turned into. It went from, hey, we're gonna stop saying please stop 20 times to, hey, I told you 20 times to please stop. Now, unfortunately, you get a ticket. That message turned into, Sergeant Velasquez has ordered the wrath of Metro to come into this town, you know, all this stuff, and it's really not. I love it out here. I love working with you guys. There's a few things that upset me about this. One is that nobody bothered to reach out to me. And I know some of you don't have my information, but there's a vast majority of people in this town that do. So just do a little work and say, hey, do you have the sergeant's info? Him. He's here all the time. Hey, Williams, what's your sergeant's info? Cool. He's going to give it. They've been directed to. I'm not scared of you guys. I'll answer it. I get paid to have my phone on 24/7.
What's your number?
It's a good question. 817-702-816-3227.
One more time.
817-6327. My email address is A as in Adam, 8444, so 8 and then 3 4s, V as in Victor, at lbmpd.com. I'm almost done, I promise, and then you guys are going to have your chance to yell at me and we'll go on. Okay. Back to the friendly community thing. If we get it on, the OHVs, they have to conform to the traffic laws. That means they don't get special privilege just because they're OHVs and all that stuff. So they have to. You have to do what you're supposed to do with those. I think I beat that up enough. Excuse me. Back to that one more point to it. It can be taken away at any time. So if it gets approved, all that needs to happen is that community members need to complain to law enforcement or to the county commission an adequate amount of times. It does not define what adequate means or is. All it says is complaints, an adequate amount of complaints to law enforcement or the governing body, and it can be revoked. That means it's gone. That means our hands are tied. That means we go back to, oh God, Metro's taking ourselves. Let's not do that, okay? All right, couple more things. Remember I said I was a little upset? The one thing that I will absolutely not tolerate at all, and I will conduct enforcement to the ability that the law allows me to, is when people threaten me or threaten my officers. There's been threats out there, and I'm praying that it's just misplaced frustration. I'll call it that for now. People saying that they're going to run, people saying that they're going to fight, people saying that they're going to observe their Second Amendment. When I try to do my job, I absolutely will not tolerate. I've had a few of the residents out here stop my officers mid-traffic stop to try and interfere with it, to try and get my officers to stop doing what they were doing. That will not happen. And if it does, people will go to jail. I'm not saying it was anybody in this room. You folks are here tonight, so you're my eyes and ears. Once we're done, I'm relying on you to spread the message. I'm not naive to the fact that a lot of people out in the world don't like us. I get it. You don't have to like me, but we will respect each other. That's all I ask, is respect. Even if you're disrespectful, we will still respect you, but I will not tolerate the threats. Vent all you want, that's one thing, but it is what it is. So that's my piece on that. The last thing that I saw that I was made aware of is that a lot of people were saying, well, what about the kids? What about the kids? Kids are out being hoodlums, doing stupid stuff. Kids are. I don't agree with the mantra of kids will be kids. I don't. I'm not gonna say, okay, little Billy can go do that. Oh, he's just being a kid. But it's a two-way street. Parents are responsible for their children. I have four of my own that I'm having a hard enough time raising. I really don't need to raise anybody else's kids. The only way I can raise kids out here in Metroland or law enforcement land is to do what I've been authorized by law. Sites, courts, diversionary programs, that sort of thing. Sometimes it involves the parents getting in trouble. So keep track of your kids. Tell your neighbors, keep track of your kids. Don't let your kids jump on the four-wheeler, blast around the park. Right? Don't let your kids, you know, go kick in the trailer doors. It's all common sense, folks. I really believe it's all common sense, and I think we're fine. I think as a community we're fine. Please tell me if I'm wrong when you can. But I think this got over-exaggerated, and I hope that, at least in my little spiel here, I've been able to calm at least 90% of the concerns. And I know there's engineering issues out there, rolling stop signs or whatever. We just had that on the way in. Wasn't rolling a stop sign. We stopped, but the stop sign's so far back, that's an engineering issue. I can't really do a whole lot about that other than work with the county. Maybe we can change some things or work on stuff, that sort of thing.
I have a question about that particular thing. In that case, aren't you supposed to stop at the stop sign and then slowly pull forward?
Yes.
Okay, that's what I thought.
Yes, ma'am. So, for those who don't know, stop behind the stop sign or that little solid white bar on the ground, slowly move forward so you can clear traffic and then go, right? So,
that's what I thought.
That's really it. That's all I got. Williams, you got anything? Did I miss?
So, kind of on the side now, we, back on to what Tracy was saying. So, I gave everybody a month to police yourselves, so we didn't have to. I asked several people, some are here, some are not, but I asked quite a bit of people here to pass the word so we didn't have to do what we had to do. Nobody cared. I wish everybody had this much passion of what they thought was going to happen and into fixing the remedy before it came here. And another thing, when I came out here, I'm the kind of guy, please stop me, because when I take notes when people have problems, And I take them and I don't forget them. I actually research it and I will do my work job, but what he tells me to do. And I will sit there and if you say there's someone running a stop sign here, I will sit there for 2-3 days just confirming. Not that I'm saying you're lying to me, but I have to have some type of something take back to my boss that yes, it's correct. I've watched 8 cars today, just blow that stop sign, it's nobody's business. We probably ought to address it. How do you want me to do it? Either he'll say, you know what's best handled, or hey, let's try doing a squad thing, maybe whatever it may be. With that being said, for a long time, so a lot of people said that law enforcement here just hasn't had that connection. This town is very disconnected, and I want to bring this town together to the point where I sat in a class to do a social media so I could get an Indian Springs Facebook account for residents section. And the reason for this is because people want to know what's going on with us. Like, we shut down the roads. Because you guys don't work 10-hour days, you come home, and you're stuck in traffic for 2 hours because we got the road shut down. And you guys, it'd be nice to have something that can push that information out to you guys. We're in the process of getting that. I got it up. We're still waiting on a few things. I got one more class. I got to take it certified once I'm completely done with it. I'll start pushing information out for you guys. Piggybacking off of that, this was a test run. Everybody asked me, why don't cops tell us enough? Well, I tried to pass it around for a month, and look what happened. Everyone just ran with it, and there's nothing what we wanted. And so that's why we kind of have to restrict for that reason. But now that you have my boss's number, we can fix that, because I would like to have that. I would like to have an open communication with everybody where we all work together as a township. I believe this is a great town, and I think we can do it.
Okay, I like the idea of open communication. When was that? You said you gave us a month.
Yeah.
When was that put out? Because I've been to the past several.
It wasn't a town meeting.
Okay, so.
It was just through word of mouth. Everyone I stopped and talked to, there's probably maybe about 80 to 100 people
that I didn't know that was out there. So that's my point. Yeah.
If people had the passion to spread the word like they did this, this would have been eliminated. And everybody would have realized, hey guys, we need to come together as a town and start policing ourselves, because if not, then the police are going to have to do what they're told to do.
Oh, I totally agree with that. I'm totally on board.
That's why I brought up
with that. But yeah, I had no clue that was going on, as far as I knew.
Well,
when the whole
your sister didn't know it. I didn't know either.
I'll tell myself right now. I got a warning this morning because I was trying to catch him to tell him about something that had happened with me last night. And in my excitement to get to him, I kind of slowed down, but I did not make it stop. So we got to talking, and I said, if I deserve a ticket, I deserve a ticket, because I'd be a hypocrite if I got upset over you giving me a ticket. He says, I'm not going to give you a ticket. I'm just going to give you a warning. This is what's going on. And then that's when I asked him, hey, I've heard stuff that's going on with the ATV stuff. Can you tell me what's going on? And he said, are you planning on town board? I said, yeah, I am, because I'm hearing a lot of different things. If we're not going to be able to use them, I've heard that we are, so long as we obey the speed limit. Mm-hmm. So I'm asking you, what's going on? And we talked for a good hour, right?
Well, that's like, you tried to spread it. It didn't work. You asked me, hey, can you share it?
And that's another reason why the Facebook page is coming. Like I said earlier, Facebook's twofold. It can be a good tool or it can be our worst enemy. I'm hoping that it's going to be a tool that we can use to spread that message. And again, just real quick to piggyback on the point you were just talking about, I am not here to take your rights away in that regard. Okay? I believe in our Constitution. I believe that you folks have the right to live freely and do as you wish within the confines of the laws that we've all agreed upon. Okay? I have not directed my officers, go out and focus, you know, you're the bad guy today, we're gonna hammer you no matter what. It's not that. This is solely for the people that we stop all the time. Same thing over and over and over again. And a friendly reminder to all of us that are out there using our toys and have kids that might be out, you know, being silly sometimes, whatever, hey, we might need to tighten ourselves up just a little bit.
So are you covering the golf carts? Because a lot of people have golf carts, too. So
yeah.
Is that under the umbrella of UTVs?
Yeah, under county and code and NRS, anything with four wheels that's propelled by a motor. Gasoline, it's 70 cc's or more. And then for electric vehicles, I don't know the wattage and all that. I think it's something like 1.5 gross brake horsepower. And it's weird stuff. So, but simply, yes, golf carts are included in that.
Your officer made a very good point this morning when we were talking. You know, he said, we don't want people to feel like we're just out to get you guys to give tickets and stuff. But the bottom line is, we are a small community. Yes, we're growing. Yes, we have differences with each other. But at the end of the day, it's almost like a big family. And when a tragedy does happen, it does affect everybody. And like he said, our goal is to make sure that a kid doesn't get killed, or that somebody's dad doesn't end up getting hurt and not be able to go out and provide for the family.
Right.
Because whether you know that person on a very personal basis, it is going to shake up the town, and it's true.
It is true, and I agree with that 100%. So, I mean, and I know we're running long. I'm going to wrap this up. But we're a transient town, too, and the fact that we've got the 95 right there, and we have a lot of open space where people come and go. So I know, just set your minds at ease, I know it's not all of us with our UTVs. I know there's a lot of exterior traffic that comes in. They're part of this, too. I'm not telling you folks to get in, I'm not deputizing anybody and saying, you guys got to run out and be like, hey guys. I'm not doing that. But call us. If you see somebody in a UTV that you, hey, I don't know that guy or girl, whatever, give us a call. Hey, he's running, they're out doing donuts in the Terrible parking lot. Something, right? Just let us know, because we're going to focus on that too. We have plenty of other things to worry about in this town other than the minor traffic stuff, to be honest. I really do. We don't have a whole lot of crime, but the crime that is here, believe me, I want to deal with that over this. So,
Can I ask, because I don't know, what is the helmet thing with those? With the...
technically, by law, you have to do part. It's under the 490. It's under the 490. It'll tell you on the NRS, and it'll also tell you in the county ordinance of 4,000. If you read down it, it'll say extension, or it'll say exception, and it'll tell you the list of stuff you have to have. It just mirrors the NRS is what it does.
Okay.
On that, so, but yes, you
most of the ones that we all have, myself included, you're supposed to be wearing a helmet. Anyway, that's all I've got. My speech is over. I hope you took it to, for what it's worth. Or do you have any questions for me or William?
Out there.
Yes, sir.
Just a quick comment or two. As a longtime resident out here, I knew this was going to be coming, and I don't think any of us here are too old to, and I'm probably one of the oldest, to have election once in a while. It was needed. As far as 30 days are concerned, I think you can just count it right now. I appreciate the fact that you're going to be taking a lot of pressure off of some of those residents who actually stopped people in the past, politely asked them to be careful. And I appreciate the fact that you're doing what you're doing, whether you stop me or my wife or whoever it might be. Long time coming. We're being treated really well out here in this small community. We've had a lot of wonderful freedoms that they don't have in a city. And I hope that we can, as a group here, obviously we're all interested, that we can pass it along to all the rest of the residents around here that use these. We're fortunate, and we hope it stays that way. Thank you very much for tonight.
You're welcome. And I mean what I said. When I said it before, I'll say it again, and I'll say it until I retire and go on to other things. I'm not looking to change your guys' life. I'm really not. Well, scratch that. I am looking to change your life for the better. Okay? I want to make a difference. I've had a great 20-year career. It's time for me to start slowing down and going back to what I'm used to, and it's working with small communities. All that stress in town, that's behind me, and I want to do good for you folks with my last 6 years. So, for what it's worth. Anyway. Yes, sir?
To Megan's point, we are currently not OHV certified, validated, so at the current time, I want to make sure you do the right acronym. At the current time, we do not have the standard of the OHV, I want to make sure I'm saying this correctly. So as of right now, since we do not have that, driving side by side, ATVs on the streets is what?
It's you? Okay. It's
I want to get this clear right now. So if, okay. Group, if we decide to do the OHV
currently,
thing,
at this moment, and until the committee and the county commission gives approval, it is currently by county code, county ordinance, illegal to operate ATVs, UHVs, or excuse me, OHVs on the public roadways.
Okay, now I'm going to interrupt you.
He can't tell you it's okay. He cannot tell you it's okay to break them off. So mind your P's and Q's, so he doesn't have to lay down the law and enforce that.
Yes, thank you.
Have respect for each
other.
Absolutely. Thank you. Obey your Q's.
It's don't draw attention to yourself. Honestly. I have my attention is directed elsewhere.
Yes.
More serious things that need to be addressed to make this a safer place. I don't want my attention taken to something sillier and away from the serious
something
thing.
That doesn't need to be.
Correct.
And the other thing about being becoming OHV friendly community, there's other stuff that, like you said, when
other stuff can go along with it. The OHV committee is for the whole state, and they do grants for those fees. And you know, if this is something the community really wanted to get behind, you could do, you could get a grant for the community for to make maps for it, so everyone knows where the routes are. You could make you could get a grant to do signage to direct people where to go. You could do grants to build trails that connect, you know, from here out into, you know, BLM. So there's a lot that can go along with that. It's however you want to go with it.
Question, real quick. On that topic right there, right? How many complaints are you getting for the UTVs and the quads and stuff like that? So if you do that, you already said it doesn't give you an amount, but if enough people complain, they'll shut it down. So if you're already getting enough complaints about what's currently going on, are those same people going to complain and get it shut down?
Well,
absolutely.
I would like to think, and honestly, this will be a new thing for me as well, because we don't have it out here. If the complaints go directly to Jen or Megan, I would think that they would call me and say, hey, we're getting some complaints. You know, let's figure out what's going on. Now, if they come to me directly or my officers, we're going to use discretion. We have a pretty good way of figuring out if, you know, if Billy is just complaining just to be a complainer because he doesn't want to hear at 6 o'clock in the evening, whatever, you know. If there's validity to it, I promise you, while I am here and in charge, I will do my best to solve the problem before we have to resort to, okay, we're just going to take it away. Okay.
And we're pretty good at that, too, because that's, like, our number one job is to deal with complaints. And so there's a difference between a valid complaint and whining. And whining isn't going to get something taken away. Valid, dangerous things would get taken away. So it wouldn't be one or two, you know. And I think before we would ever do something like that, you know, assuming we would go down this road, we would come out to the community and talk about it. I'll give you an example. Down in Sandy Valley, we're having a huge problem with teenagers being completely disrespectful, riding into people's yards, doing donuts in their front yards and everything. So we kind of realized that was a specific thing going on. So we did an assembly at the school. We brought out a national off-road driver. We brought BLM law enforcement. We brought Metro Sergeant. And we talked to them. And this national Red Bull driver was like, guys, you got to be respectful or you're going to lose your opportunity to do this. And it was super successful. So I think there would be ways to work towards things before we just take it away. You know,
and especially if we're going to work so hard to get it, I'm not going to the next week take it away from you. I mean, heck, I'd like to come out here and do some riding on my own time anyway. I mean, you guys got great trails and stuff.
We get a ton of
tourists. Go slow. I'll wait till I'm about 100 yards out in the dirt before I open it up.
That's right.
I'm sorry, I lost track of who's next. I'll go with young lady here.
So, how do we get this grant?
That's the stuff I'm going to have to look into.
You're going to, okay.
Yeah, I'm planning to look into it for Good Springs as well, because we're having similar issues in Good Springs. OHVs can cause problems anyway, and so this is something I'm dealing with in every town. So that's something I'm going to be working on. I actually have just met someone who is retired from San Bernardino County, and he was in charge of implementing their OHV program there. So he has offered to help. While I'm working on that one, I can think we work on this one too.
Thank you.
We'll probably have a separate meeting and get together and talk about it and make up a map and do all of it.
I'm going to go with you. You, sir.
No.
You're next.
There was a meeting, HOA meeting, with Visa, and they were proposing the people to lower the speed limit in the Visa community.
Okay.
And I'm all for it lowering the speed limit because the children will be safer. My question is it legal for the HOA to lower the speed limit?
Yes.
Thank you very
so
much.
So HOAs are a different animal than Metro. When it comes to traffic, I have limited power in private communities that are controlled by an HOA board. If it has been deemed a private community that is run by an HOA, they have the ability to And Chad, you can kind of help me out a little bit.
I kind of missed what he was saying, so sorry.
So,
lowering the speed limit.
Does the HOA have the authority to lower age?
Yeah, so Solaris is a private community. It is not, Clark County does not maintain a road in Solaris. We're already in the process of getting quotes to have speed limit signs and more stop signs put up in the neighborhood. We're already in the process of lowering the speed limit.
That's part of the HOA. It's, they can do that. Now, the caveat to it is that if it, say it's 15 miles an hour right now and they lower it down to 5 miles an hour, and somebody's driving around and they're doing 10 miles an hour, whatever, they're over. Can I come in there and start writing tickets? Yes and no. Solely for the speed? No. Because it's considered private property and it's run that way. But if they're reckless, if they're doing something silly that's endangering other citizens' lives, then yes, I have the authority under law enforcement to come in and do enforcement action. Does that make sense?
Megan, what's your expectation for that, trying to get that community? Are you going to reach out, and do you want like community members to volunteer to help with that? Is that something
I think
that
we
you're
will.
Just going to
I think it probably should be a community thing.
Okay.
And that's going to be a lot to take on. So give us a couple months to, you know, research it. Summer is so tough, everybody's on vacation and everything. But give us a couple months and let's plan early fall to maybe have a community meeting and regroup
and see
what
and
happens.
See who wants to help with that. Okay, thank you.
And like I said, Megan's asking for a couple months. During that time, I'm asking you folks to just please be responsible. I will reiterate, as long as you don't draw unnecessary attention, I don't have to get involved. Does that make sense?
Yes,
sir.
Very good.
Thank you.
Best question.
Thank you.
Anybody else have any questions? We've got to wrap this up. They've got other stuff to move on to. Yes, sir.
I was asking, like, how do you expand the communication beyond those who are not on Facebook, not part of the local community for the last 70 years or 40 years or whatever? Because there's a lot of people that just moved here.
Right.
Maybe the last 5-6 years ago that have no idea what you guys are talking about in the
right.
videos.
It's going to be a work in progress, so we're all going to have to work together and bear with each other. I'm planning, on top of the Facebook stuff, I'm planning on trying to figure out. Metro's got a policy manual about this big, and there's rules about what I can and can't do and disseminate, that sort of thing. Trust me. But I'm trying to work on maybe getting a little section of a billboard here in the community center, that sort of thing. If it's going to be a hot topic, perhaps like this, getting some flyers put out, that sort of thing, I'm working on it, okay? So it's not going to happen overnight.
So are we
can I add to that?
Are we leading more towards Clark County stuff?
We are Clark County.
What do you mean?
Unincorporated.
We're Clark County. We're governed by
so
Clark County.
We're by Clark County NRS codes.
Yes. Yes. Clark County. NRS is the main umbrella. Clark County brings it down locally.
Well, let me just throw this out here. The stuff they're talking about are laws. They're not coming up with some new fancy stuff. So
right.
If you drove like an a-hole somewhere else, it doesn't mean you get to come here and drive like an a-hole.
But
so, I mean,
if they are gonna, laws. If we're going to go by that, I think we should stick by that throughout the whole community, not just in HOAs or where the new houses are.
No, they're changing theirs.
Walk up and down over here all the time.
No, that's a whole different thing.
Right. I'm only using it as a general example. Like
on Raleigh,
there are kids all the time walking up and down through here, and I've already told Officer Williams, hey, maybe you should talk to the town board about a 25 mile an hour, 50 mile an hour speed zone through here. Because
the whole town is 25 miles an hour.
I understand that, but they don't apply it. And I've never seen a cop sit out here and monitor people's speed up and down Sky Road.
So I'm going to tell you what Megan told us forever ago. If they don't post it, it's automatically 25 because we've asked for speed limit signs everywhere and they won't put them because the county assumes you know the rules.
They just posted it on Robert.
I sit on top of my porch every day and I see people speeding through here.
I have people fly up and down my road. I've asked for speed limit signs. They will not put them.
If you have a driver's license, you know.
Wait till the kid gets here and then you'll employ a stop sign.
Wait till you
We've asked for stop signs. They won't put them everywhere. And I think if you want to know what's going on in the community...
Hey, all right, listen up, folks.
If you want to know what's going on in the community and you don't have social media, coming back to a town board meeting where they always present would be... No, but they present at the town board meetings are posted publicly at the library. And they're here presenting once a month. So if you want updates of what's going on with Metro.
On board meeting, you guys never talk about the main issues that are concerning the community as a whole. You only talk about the issues that are concerning the people within the community that have been here forever.
So at the end, at the end where it says comments by the general public, anybody can say anything. And at the end of every meeting, we ask everybody if they have anything else. So when she asks you at the end, whatever you want to talk about. Bring it up.
It bothers you when people talk about real facts.
Okay.
No.
Well, and my number is on every agenda.
It's about ATVs, not about the guy that was shooting behind my house the other day. No cops came out here, and I got four kids running around.
That is absolutely
not. I stood inside of the back of my yard for an hour and a half. Not one cop came out here. They did not come where the shots were fired. The shots were fired right behind my house.
Okay, so,
hey,
we're done.
There's 90% of the community in here right now, and there's 98% that never know anything about what's going on in here.
Okay.
At
okay,
all.
We're going to move on with our
I'm
going to
touch on that, and then my law enforcement part's done. We can talk later. Okay? The 98 or whatever number you want to use percent that don't know what's going on in here, never come in here and never leave their porch and never do anything until something like this bothers them and they get pissed off enough and then they finally show up.
They don't feel
I am extremely happy. Hang on. I am extremely happy that all of you showed up tonight. Thank you very much. I would like to see this kind of crowd or larger every single time we do this. Okay? But we are going to be respectful. I have little children sitting in the back of the room, so we are not going to have this go again where we're yelling and screaming at each other. Or I will shut this meeting down and I will vacate this building and we will reschedule.
But I said what I have to say peacefully and quietly and calmly.
I'm sorry.
I'm getting shouted over. Just for the record.
Does anybody else have any other questions for me?
Nope.
Okay.
Last question.
Last question. Yes.
What is the noise ordinance for out here?
Within 50 feet.
No. That's
noise.
No.
Time-wise.
Timeline.
Oh.
Isn't it 24/7 as long as it's...
I'd have to look it up.
It depends on what you're going to call noise ordinance. Is it a dark barking dog? It's different because...
Music at 2 o'clock in the morning that's vibrating 4 or 5 houses away.
And not only that, but then the officer has to arrive and the officer has to actually sit there and...
So I have to call and report it at 2 o'clock in the morning? I can do that.
Is there also a decibel
or
level for noise?
Or what you could do for something like that, to be honest with you, that is a call out.
Sometimes, basically, if you can hear it.
Sometimes our captain won't pay for that.
Mm-hmm. You hear stuff from the ranch, too.
But if you reach out to us,
I know.
We can do some follow.
I've had to go out to Cole and bring your trucks.
We can hear the ambulance.
Okay.
We can hear the fire.
Okay, you're getting nitpicky and you need to stop.
Okay. My thing is specific to music.
Is I've had this happen just recently. What I have done in the past is it happened like 3 or 4 times. So finally, I just went and knocked on the door and left a red card because this person's always gone. And I simply just put an event number on it and I said, hey, you had some couple complaints about your music. Could you keep it turned down? It stopped. So we can do that too. So if you don't want to call us at 2 o'clock in the morning, and this has been a continuous problem, you can just call us the next day, and then we'll come out and we'll leave the red card on it, and just address it that way.
So we can just call or email the comments and stuff like that, figure it out from there?
We do that.
Thank you.
If it's immediate, you need us out here right away, or call one of us direct.
If it's not a danger, it's just annoying. You can deal
with it. If it's an emergency, 911. Please also, I want to reiterate that, and I promise I'm done. If it's an emergency, please call 911. I know Marlo had a thing worked out with everybody. Just call him direct. I can appreciate that. However, there's other things behind the curtains that I need that call actually generated through my 911 dispatch. So it goes into stat purposes. It goes into funding for more officers out here. Because if it looks like I have zero crime out here and I ask for another couple officers, they're going to say, you have zero crime tonight. Does that make sense?
Okay. Thank you. Right. Thank you very much.
Thank you.
Next, a report from Nevada Highway Patrol. I don't see them.
a report from Creech Air Force Base, Parks and Rec.
Hi, everybody. I'm Teresa. I was in here. Wow, Ellie's normally here. Basically, I'm trying to think. Sorry. They've got Just for Fun softball every Saturday. I don't know. They changed the time. I think it starts at
7:30.
Come up at 7. Get on your team. Have fun. Just to let you know, this part of the building, we're getting ready to change our hours and open the room up for people to come up during the summer. We have RUCO, and I know I say that wrong, and a few things so people can come up, watch TV, bring some books. In case you get too warm and only have a swamp cooler, you can at least come in here. So we're gonna hopefully start that within the next couple of weeks, that we'd be open till 4. So if you just wanna come in and utilize the building. And then, I think that's pretty much everything, other than, you know, we have the new food program that's once a month. So if you want to find out if you're eligible, you have to be 60. You can stop by, I can give you the paperwork, and if you're eligible, you just come and pick it up once a month. Other than that, I think that's everything. Other than the pool's doing really good, I heard. Mm-hmm. I heard there's like 60 kids up there, and they're rocking and rolling. And if you do need free swim passes, come on, fill out the paperwork, and we can get that to you. Yes?
Are they gonna open up more days since they're doing so well this year?
What, the pool?
Yeah.
No, not this year. This year, that's the days. I don't know about next year. They do it on a yearly basis.
I think it depends how many people they hire.
And that's the major problem.
Yeah. Well, we have more days than last year, because now it's Friday, Saturday, Sunday, Monday.
But we have more people, too.
Yeah, so we have more days.
And she's absolutely right. It does count on lifeguards. Mm-hmm. Aquatics is a different division from Clark County, but I just wanted to throw it out there because everybody told me the pool is doing really well.
Mm-hmm. Yep.
But yeah, so, and if you know a high schooler that's interested in working in the summer, in December, tell them to go start taking the test.
$15 an hour in December.
Yeah.
$15.
Yeah.
At least this year,
right? It's every year. Yeah. It never goes down. Yeah. It might go up, but it never goes down. So yeah, if you know any kids, and if you know any kids that want to work for Safe Key, we're looking for a high schooler to work in Safe Key also.
Age?
I couldn't hear.
Age for the high schooler?
They have to be 16 to be paid.
What do they do for Safe Key? Is that
they work with Shelly. Shelly, okay, everybody who's here that knows Miss Mary. Miss Mary's done Safe Key for how long, Lisa? 55 years, okay? She wants to only work 2 days a week. So we need someone to come in 3 days a week. They're not gonna be like the lead responsible of the money and all of that. We have Shelly to do that. Their job would be to play with the kids. That's their job. Walk them to the bathroom if they feel they need to walk, if it's a group. Just, they get paid, I think it's $12.50 an hour to play with the kids.
Where do we get the information for me?
From Safe Key, from me, yeah.
Thank you.
You can talk to me afterwards if you want. And it's an application, and it's a county process, so if they're interested, they need to put it in now, because it takes a while. Okay.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Next, Clark County Administrative Services regarding community cleanup, park expansion, BLM presentation. No, sorry, I was reading the wrong one.
You were
Clark County. Was that the right one?
Yeah.
Okay. Well, there is no BLM presentation after the meeting. Phew. Right?
No, no, there's no BLM
presentation. Okay, thank God.
That was last time.
Laura just cut and pasted from last month.
Okay.
So, I honestly don't have anything to share tonight. I can answer questions. I know we did get a cleanup scheduled, and now it's getting hot, and I apologize. That's 100% on me. So, I think this fall we'll plan a big cleanup and be able to do that when we're not all going to, you know, December. So, any questions?
Did you get a chance to look at the roadway across from the state yard, those overgrown bushes that are creeping into the road?
You know, when I left, it was dark. So, if everybody stopped talking, it's not in here. So, it's McFarland.
Yeah, McFarland, right across from the state, in the yard.
And you guys can always take pictures.
So there's an app called Fix It Clark County.
Thank you.
And I actually submitted a pothole right by Terrible's coming into our neighborhood out of Farland. And within, I think it's 2 days, it was fixed.
So Fix It Clark County is really cool. I don't know if I've talked about it here before. Well,
yes.
My idea is really cool, so I never knew that. It's a neat app because you can put in, you can take a picture, you can drop a pin exactly where you are and send it. They keep you updated. You can see if someone else has already called it in. You can look at all the complaints about everything that has been called in for an area. So yeah, it's very effective, sometimes quite quicker than me. Please call Fix It Clark County, and it's a pretty cool tool. Yeah, it goes right to the department. It's an app. It's on the website. It's actually pretty. So yeah, you're nerdy like you.
So as far as, and this has come up from other folks too, the stop signs sit really far back, and there's some obstructions which probably can't be moved, but how do we get the stop signs? The stop signs are like 2 feet behind the intersection.
Take a picture and send it to me.
Well, Fix It, is that part of it? If we just need it moved back, we can do that?
Absolutely.
Well, the sergeant had made a comment that that was something he wanted to address.
Right, also. And so I this is the first I've heard this. So if somebody wants to drive around and tell me where they are, I'll send it right to public works. I just need to know that.
If you stop at the line, the cops can't see that you stop, so they think you blew a stop sign.
I know you're in charge of NDOT putting rumble strips in for the slowing down of the 45, but it really ruined our calm, quiet evenings in the community. And I wish NDOT would just let them wear out on this pier. Because really, people respect those lights that flash. I know that.
That's not what you said in the past 3 meetings.
That
they are not respecting.
There was too many complaints about people still speeding through there, so they put the rumble strips. The rumble strips are very loud, though.
They are.
They are very loud. But, yes.
I was in the street, and she drove all down Raleigh, and there was witnesses that saw it. She was going about 40 miles an hour, and instead of hitting the brakes, she blew around me on my right-hand side and ended up in the bushes and then came out of the desert.
Yep.
So they're not respecting the system.
Right, I know, it's help you know. You know, I mean, it's you know, we want people to slow down, so we put mechanisms in place and it causes other problems. It's my point, and I wish I had the answer because I don't know. Okay. Anything else for me?
Yes.
Yes.
Introduction of our new liaison.
Well, she was introduced when we were here.
Yes.
Oh. Yes. Yes.
Here. So in case you guys didn't know, there's some staff changes, so I'm not going to be liaison for this area anymore. And so your new liaison is going to be Jennifer Nico. And she's awesome. She's already liaison for Lone Mountain and Lower Kyle. So she's already a liaison, and it's going to be a great fit for her. I'm still going to have a cubicle right across from her. I'm not going anywhere. Just I will be out of here, and I'll still be helping her with OHV things. We'll probably be doing it as a joint effort as I'm working on it.
So Megan, are you going to fade out eventually? We're just going to see her here at the meetings. What's the timetable for them?
My last.
But
you guys have known me long enough. I'm a bit of a control freak, and I really like it when we keep things. So you'll up on
your okay. Yeah, see that.
Yeah, you haven't seen that. Yeah.
This is uncomfortable, but does anybody know what's going to happen with the school zoning from Kyle Brandon yet? Right? Any chance?
You know what? The school district is absolutely separate from the county. So I'm sorry, I don't know.
I think
they're not very good about the information,
they don't like sharing information with buses don't either.
Do you live at the base of Kyle Canyon?
Yeah, so that we're zoned all the way from Kyle Canyon exit all the way to the Nye County line.
Yeah, so I believe you will be in the other section, I think.
So I called them to ask what they're going to do, and they said I had to give them addresses
yes.
to all of those houses for them to check about. And I said, well, there are schools that are closer, and they said, well, we'll have to figure that out when you have an actual address.
I thought mm-hmm. I heard they grandfathered our kids in, but the ones, like the new people that come, are going to like continue to hire somewhere else.
You're only grandfathered into a certain point. If you're in third okay. grade, you're grandfathered until fifth grade. If you're in sixth grade, you're grandfathered until eighth grade. If you're in high school, you're good till you graduate.
Yeah, one other thing you could apply. As I mentioned, Laura is leaving too. So,
yes.
She's not leaving the area, but she's not leaving the secretary anymore. So if anybody wants a really part-time job that gives you just a little extra pocket money, let me know. Jennifer's going to be a secretary. It's not hard. No, I will say that that's a no. If you have good computer skills, you'll have a great boss, and it's a little extra pocket money every time.
Yes. Has it ever been proposed? Because I know that they've done a really good job with having Officer Williams up at the school now during the school operating hours, which is really awesome. I know a lot of parents are really happy about that. And that they brought in the crosswalker program, especially over on Boulder and New Orleans. But has it ever been proposed to create a four-way stop there?
Yep.
Like Boulder and McFarland? Yes, yeah. That is on the list.
I probably never heard like 6 months
ago. Yes, and it's on the list. They go through and they do traffic studies, and so it's on the list. People ask for thousands of things, so it's on the list.
Okay.
For traffic studies, yeah.
To piggyback with that, we actually are trying to get a
oh, that's not where the crosswalker is?
Oh, I thought that's where they had the crosswalk station.
I'm right there at Crunchy School, and then we have another one that's on Sky Park. But we don't have one because I'm in the road. I guess they're waiting for the county to kind of prove that enough kids cross that street.
Okay. So I was wondering if it helped at all with that traffic situation. We all know that that's obviously a lot of people coming across that.
You guys were approved for three.
That's what I thought. We were approved for three, so why do we need approval from the county?
Mr. Williams this morning when he had people we talked about that, and he said that, they just got approved to give a fourth person.
Oh, wow. Okay.
So they need the applicants. That's probably
so what I was talking
about. He said they give you the green flag. Yeah, so now I guess they
need to work at the same.
Okay. I noticed that. That was weird. Yeah. Okay, two of them are at the same crosswalk. Okay, well, because there's not enough
crosswalks. I don't know about crosswalks, so I will find out, but I don't know how it works.
I also sent that information to the new principal on who to contact regarding that, too.
Okay.
That's it. Thank you. Nothing from planning and zoning, no general business. Next up, comments by the general public, a period devoted to comments by the general public about matters relevant to the board council's jurisdiction will be held. No vote may be taken on a matter not listed on the posted agenda. Comments will be limited to 3 minutes. Please step up to the speaker's podium. If applicable, clearly state your name and address. Please spell your last name for the record. If any member of the board or council wishes to extend the length of the presentation, this will be done by the chairperson or the board council majority vote. Any general public comments?
Yes. Jamie.
Just in time.
Okay. I am Jamie Reed. I'm a longtime resident. I wanted to give everybody a heads up on what's been going on with the Bonanza Solar Project. Sorry, I just got done running and I'm extremely out of shape.
Can you do your last name and address, please?
Reed, R.
Thank you.
At 539 East Winston.
Thank you.
I've been in contact with a local nonprofit, and I can pretty much gauge from just living here for so long that nobody wants the solar project, right?
Okay, so I'm hoping to get as much support from the family, from the town as I possibly can. I can't do this by myself. The more people that I can get on board to help us fight this,
Jenny, can you wait until the side comments, conversations go down?
So if everybody else could just.
And Jamie, because this wasn't on the agenda and there may be people that are interested, they can meet with you afterwards and then
absolutely.
You know, put it out
so
for another week.
What I am going to do is I made, or Teresa made some printouts. We only made a couple. If anybody wants some, we can make extra. I'm just going to briefly go over what's on this. There's a ton of information on this. If anybody was here during that meeting where Bonanza Solar was here and we asked all kinds of questions, I don't know about you guys, but I pretty much feel lied to. There's a lot that they said that they were looking into or that was not going to be a problem, that is very much going to be a problem. Most of that information is on here, from water to wildlife to the road closures, obviously, you know, the recreational vehicles, we won't be able to go through there, which most of us live in this area for that reason. So again, this packet goes over everything, and I would really like everybody to get familiar with as much of this as possible. I don't know if anyone mentioned that Bonanza is going to be holding their own meeting here on the 29th. Was that brought up at all?
No.
So Bonanza Solar is having a meeting at 5 p.m. here on the 29th. I strongly encourage as many members of the community to be present as possible. Having this has links in it that you can look up. You can verify most of the information in here. Anybody that is interested, please come to this meeting. Again, I'll stick around if anyone has questions. We have printouts. I just want to make sure that everybody is available and aware. That is it.
Jamie, does that include the map that I sent you
it
of
does
the
not.
Other ones?
It does
okay.
not, but one. Let's tackle one thing at a time.
Gotcha.
Thank you.
Thank you. Yes, go ahead. Oh, just a second. Sorry, she raised her hand first. Jamie, go ahead. And then you can go after Jamie. Sorry, I didn't see you coming up.
Kicking the water bottle all the way down. Hi, Jamie Brown, RLWN, like the color, 275 East Quinton Lane. I like to plan ahead, and I like to have solutions, and I like to keep it positive. But Danny and I just wanted to present to anyone that wants to work with it, and Megan does too, the OHV travel roads that we think will complement Indian Springs. And I use the map that they use for the community yard sale. And then, so disregard the stars. And I made that package to the people that are interested in it. And we can all work together as a community and keep on rolling. So thank you both.
Thank you. Sir, did you want to present?
Maybe.
And I have one for each
person. Anybody else?
Yeah.
Okay, go ahead.
Thank you, Jamie.
Mm-hmm. This map was just a suggestion.
Just to start.
Just want to mention number 8. Interest in a DMV kiosk. I'm very much interested in that because it would probably save people who cannot do it on the computer. They wouldn't have to drive to Param or Vegas to do their business with the DMV. And if it didn't cost any money, I would like to see one in Vegas. Everybody.
Sir?
That's all I have to say.
Stephen, can you please share your name?
At 300 Post
Thank you.
Airport.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Any other public comments? Okay.
I'm Sarah Clark. I live at 310 Briarwheel Falls. Myself and another parent, we are creating a chapter for 4-H in the community for all the kids, ages 5 and up. It offers really, really great things for the kids. It's going to cover all of the kids, regardless of concrete, wherever they firearm, it's going to cover and encompass all of them. So we are having a meeting on Tuesday. So if anybody wants to come, please come here and see us. It's going to be at 5 o'clock, and we'll go over everything. We're going to be here to introduce everybody, the volunteers, and any information that is from the 4-H. The gentleman who's coming, he's handling the whole program from the basis. He will be giving us all of the information to start. So we'll have our own chapter here.
So you're going to have your own chapter. Does that mean that there might be more than one group, or is it?
No, it'll all be just one. It'll be our own. So right. It's not going to be anything included.
No, I get that. I get that. But like inside your chapter, could you have more than one class?
Yes. So okay. We can encompass like the young ones because there are Clovers versus the older 4-H kids. So we'll be able to do both if we have enough participation for the kids.
Gotcha.
What's the minimum age?
It's five.
Okay.
But if you have, like, if your kids are in the program and they have younger siblings, they can come to the meetings, and we're going to create other activities for the younger kids to be able to participate.
And just, I'm a big 4-H person, so just so you know, 4-H used to be just raising a calf and taking it to it is robotics, it is science,
everything. It is baking, it is sewing, it is everything, and it offers scholarships to kids to go to college. So it is a fantastic program. I did 4-H in Vegas when I was a kid. They used to have a great 4-H program here in Indian Springs. I grew up with a bunch of kids out there that used to do it. And it'll be really great for our kids to get involved, and it offers something really great for our community as well.
Also, public speaking and time management are excellent because that's part of what they have to do.
Exactly.
How many days a week are the meetings? Do you guys know that yet?
We don't. Everything's going to come out on Tuesday when they come out and explain the basis. So he's going to come out. He's going to explain like the way the bank accounts run. He's going to. He's actually going to come to us to do fingerprinting so we don't have to drive to Vegas to do anything for our volunteers. Because it is a state and county run program, they are going to come to us so that we don't have to do all the traveling. So if you want to volunteer, just come out and just. It'd be awesome for our kids, and it'll be great for them to show up for our kids. So.
Thank you. Any other comments by the general public? All right, next meeting is actually going to be August 10th, 2023. There's no July meeting.
No July meeting?
No July meeting.
Yay!
Enjoy your summer.
Thank you.
A motion to adjourn?
Just adjourn.
Oh, the meeting is adjourned.
Thank you.
I know, right?